Okay. What's on?
That's fine.
Okay, good morning. We are on Daf Tzeis, Daf Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, closing in on the Masechta. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, the Lenishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Hashem should have an Aliyah. We're on the second to bottom line, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. My Eshkolos. What are Eshkolos? That we said that when Yossi ben Yuezer died, Yossi ben Yuezer lived at the time of Hanukkah. He lived right around then. That's before, really, Tanoim. But he's in the Mishnah a few times. Anyway, when he died, so they said the Eshkolos died. My Eshkolos, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ish Shakol Bo. The man had it all. For Torah, Chesed, understanding, knowledge. The Rashi in Temur says that it's also Yiras Chet and Gemilas Chasadim. Right, all Milas and Chachmas, they had it all. Next. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol Heavier Hudyot Meiser. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished saying Vidu on Meiser. So why did he do that? Or who's Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Right, he was Kohen Gadol. After 80 years, he became a Tzaduki. Right? It's amazing how that could happen. But it happened. There are people out there who say that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol became John the Baptist. It's very hard to say that because it's a little chronologically anachronistic. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was probably earlier than that, but that's, people think that somehow it's possible. We don't know for sure. I think most historians don't think so, but it's out there. Anyway, my time. Why did he do that? This is obviously before the 80 years when he was still a tzaddik and he was still a Kohen Gadol kosher and he did takanos. He's the one who made a takana for demai. We all know what demai. It's his institution. So he also instituted no more Vidu Meiser. What's Vidu Meiser? Again, the third and the seventh year, Erev Pesach, a person would declare all his Meiser was done Kahalacha. So why do you abolish that? What's wrong with that? There's the second Beis Hamikdash, still Meiser. My time, Amar of Yosi Bar Chanina, L'fishe'ein Nosin Osa Kitikuno. Because people didn't do Meiser properly. The Rachmana Amar Diav Levi. Because the Torah said that Meiser Risho goes to a Levi. But by the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't give Meiser Risho to Levium. They gave it to Kahanim. Why? Rashi says, because they were made a Knas. Because when Ezra wanted people to go up, the Levium didn't want to come with him. You're not coming with me? No more Meiser for you. So anyway, we don't do the halachas. What we're going to give Vidu Meiser? We don't even do it right. Now, we're assuming that that takana of not giving it to Levine was a proper one. It wasn't just some arbitrary. They had the right to do that, Ezra and his bestin. But we can't say we did it right. We're going right. So the Gemara says, "Well, the Vidya Ashar Ma'isrus." So say the Vidya and the rest of it. So only Ma'isrus is no good. What about the rest? The rest of Duka Halacha. So the Gemara says, "Amr Shlokish Kol Bayit She'ein Mitzvade Al Ma'isrushon Shuv Ein Mitzvade Al Shar Ma'isrus." If you can't say the video on my Sirishon, you can't say the video on any of them. My time, why? Amar Abaya, ho lo pasach ba kasef techila. The pasuk comes first, right? In the pasuk, my Sirishon comes first. So how can we skip over my Sirishon and say the rest? Impossible. Therefore, there's no video mice.
Right.
It's very interesting. Right. It's not your fault. I should go against Ezra. I can't go against him. And still don't say it. Right.
Right.
What? To feed the Meiser?
No, giving the Meiser to the
lady. Right. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Now, Mechlal de Efrushe Havi Mefrushe. What do we see from here? We see from here that they used to give Meiser Rishon. Right? They used to give. Vehotanya. But wait a minute. Afhu Bitel Es Vidoi. Not only did Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, not only did he stop the Vidui, but Vegazer Al Demai. He's the one who came up with Demai. What's Demai? Demai is, we're not sure if an Am Aret gives Trumas and Maestris. Lefi Shesholach B'chol Gvul Yisrael. He sent that Shluchim to see what's going on in the other Eretz Yisrael. V'rosh Emar Frishin El Truma Gadol B'vad. He thought people are only giving Truma Gadola. B'vad. Well, Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shady. And what are Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shady? Mixosan Masrin, Mixosan A Masrin. Hey, the Kasha's right there. The Kasha's over, right? Because we're going to see over here that the Amaratzim wouldn't give Maisa Rishon. We said Maisa Rishon, they gave. Now you see they didn't give. So now we'll finish the story. The answer is going to be there were two takanos made, one for the Amaratzim, one for everybody else. That's going to be the answer. But you see from here that they didn't give Maisa Rishon. So Amar Lahem, so finishing the story. So Yochanan Kogol said, Bini, Bonai, Bo V'Omar Lahem, let's tell people, Keshem Shet Truma Gedola Yish Ba'Avon Misa, just like if somebody eats Truma, there's an Avon of Misa, Kach Truma's Meiser, V'Tevel Yish Behem Avon Misa. Same thing. Why are people so reluctant to give Truma's Meiser? It's the same halacha, it's the same Chiyav Misa. Amad, he got up, the hiskin, and he made a takana lehem, halokech peiros meham aretz, if you ever buy peiros from meham aretz, mafresh mehen maisa rishon, maisa sheni, we have to give maisa rishon and maisa sheni. Maisa rishon, mafresh mehen a trumas maisa. Then, from the maisa rishon, take off the trumas maisa. V'nosna l'kohen, give that to a kohen. Maisa sheni v'ola v'ochla b'Yerushalayim. Maisa sheni, take it up and bring it to Yerushalayim. Now, maisa rishon and maisa roni, hamotzi mechaveru ol v'raya. Since they want to take it away from you, they have to bring a raya that the Amaret didn't give it. Since they're never going to bring that raya, you could keep it. So the kasha is. So you see here that people didn't give Maisa Rishon. So the Gemara answers Tarti TK. No, it's two separate takanos. Bitol vidoy de chaverim. He was mevatel the vidu Maiser for the chaver for the people that did the right thing. And the gods are all demise or Ami Aret, and that was a whole separate takana, that was for Amaratim. So why is it Taka that if Truma's Meiser is just as chomer as Truma, how come nobody did it? Truma Gadol, they're afraid of. So why are they afraid of Truma's Meiser? Same Chiyav Misa. So Rashi in Bechoro says, because it's learned out of a drasha. And when it comes to drashas, people didn't take it seriously. We're going to have the same thing in Gittin on Daf Beis on Sunday. Same exact idea. That Lashma, for a get, it's only made Jerusha, people weren't so nizer in it. And that's why you had to say before and after. No, I said this was done properly. When it comes to Jerusha, people, every Jerusha they heard of, every Jerusha they're machbid in, no. Same thing over here. Truma Gedola says Beferish in the Torah. Truma's Meisner, it's only learned out of a Jerusha, people wouldn't take it to heart. That's Rashi and Bechoros. The Mefarish in the Darim says that. I'm sorry. That's the Mefarish says. The Mefarish in the Darim says that. Rashi in Bechoro says that people thought that then only applies if you're a Levi. If you're a Levi and you're not giving off Trumas Maisa, then there's a Chiyav Misa. I'm not a Levi. They didn't realize it doesn't apply even to a Levi. It applies to everybody. That's Rashi in Bechoro. The Mefarish in the Darim says about the Drashup issue, and the Mari Kurkis says, you know why people didn't mind doing Truma? Because Truma is one kernel. It's put in my whole field. One kernel, I'll do it. What, I got to give 10% of 10%? I'm doing that. So it was much more of a monetary taiva not to do it. People wouldn't do it. I, Zechi of Misa, but we all know that when money comes into play, right, people have the taiva. Okay, next. The Afu Bidil Tamo'orim. He even, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mavatel, the Mo'orim, the wakers. My Mo'orim. Sounds like some kind of, you know, early American religious sect, the Wakers. My Ma'orin, what's Ma'orin? Amar Rechava, b'chol yom v'yom shayu omdim liyom levim al ha'duchen. Every morning, the levim would stand up on the duchen and sing a shira, shir shayom that we say every day. V'omrim, and these other people would say, Uru, wake up, lamatishan Hashem, why are you sleeping Hashem? It's a pasuk. So amar lahen, v'chiyeh shin lefnei ha'makom. What, to sleep by Hashem? But look for Namar Hine Lo Yonam Vlo Yishon Shom Yisrael. Hashem never sleeps. So the Gemara answers, Ela Bisman, She Yisrael Shuyin Bitsar, when Yisrael isn't Tsar, for Ovde Kochavim Benachat, Vishalva, and the Goyim have it good, Lakach Namar, Uru Loma Hayoshan, Loma Tishan Hashem. Then people would say, Why you wake up Hashem and save us? So, first of all, if that Pasuk, it's so improper. Why is it in Tehillim? Right? So the Rashi says, that's exactly what the Gemara says. If you're in Tsar, if you're in Galus, it's appropriate to say that Hashem knew when it's going to end. That's appropriate. Hashem, come on. You can daven like that. What are they? They're in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash. What are they saying? It was inappropriate for them. Of course it belongs to Tehillim. We've been in Galus longer than we've been out in Galus. Interesting observation. Most of the 5,760, whatever it is, most of it's been in Galus. It's appropriate to say that. Hashem knew. But you're in the Beit HaMikdash, what are you saying it for? That's the Marsha's answer. The Teresh Yisrael says, it's one thing to daven, to say it, that the Pasuk in Tehillim is speaking Kiloshim B'nei Adam. That a person could, but to go sing it and shout it out in the Beit HaMikdash, that doesn't belong there. Okay, next. But Hanokvim, my Nokvim, what are the Nokvim, the bangers? So Amar Vihudah Mashmuel, is that what it means? It means bangers, knockers? What does it mean? Strikers. What are the strikers? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shoyer Mesartin LeEgel Ben Karnov. They would make a scratch on the forehead of an Egel before they brought it as a korban. Kidei Sheyipol Dam BeEinov, so the blood should go into its eyes and then it should like disorient it, so they would have an easier time shechting it. That's what's going on here. But Asa Ihu Bittel, he came along and was mevatel that Vishum Demechzi Kimuma. He was scared. It looked like a mum. It wasn't a mum. Not every scratch is a mum. But the people were, hey, I could do that, I could have a mum. So he would mevatel that practice. The Masni Satana Shayachotin Oso Bamaklos, they would hit the goat with sticks, the carbon with sticks, Kidarak Shaosin Osalaf Nevodos Kochavim, like they do in front of idol worshippers. Amalehem Admasa Atamachil Nevelos, La Mizbeach. How long are you going to bring Nevelos to the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, Nevelos? Hashakatlo, we shechted it. Ella, rather, trefos. It's really a trefa. It's a chashash of a trefa. What is it? Shema nikev krum shel moach. Maybe there was some kind of puncture in the brain when you're trying to hit it so much to disorient it. Therefore, v'hitzkelhem tabos bekarka. He set up rings on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. They would tie down the animal on those rings. We've all seen those in those picture books. And then they'd be able to do the shechita without any fighting on the animal's part. Okay, I'm going to try to finish the whole daf, and then there's one huge piece to talk about. Hopefully we'll have time. So, here we go. Ad Yom Avayu Patish Maka B'Yerushalayim, that there used to be a hammer banging in Yerushalayim, and he stopped that. That's B'chol Shalmoy. An Chalmoy. Even if it's mutter, for whatever reason, to do the work, whatever heter you're going to find, I'm going to lose my job if I don't bang the hammer. Not such a public display of work. No. And Kalyama Vloya Adam Sarak Lushal Demai, during his days he didn't have to ask on Demai, Kidamar, like we just said, because people were always very nizer in Demai. I'm sorry. Because he made a takana, you have to give anyway. So there was no issue of Demai anymore, no issue of Amaratim anymore because he took care of it. Next, Mishnah. Misha Butla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin was Mavatel, Butla Hashir Mibes Hamishtaos. Music stopped in the party houses. By the parties, Shenamar, like it says, Bashir lo yishtriyayin. In Bashir lo yish, no more wine. Bashir with song. Bishir meiso neviim harishonim. When the neviim harishonim died, butlu urim v'tumim. The urim v'tumim stopped. They ceased. Who are the neviim harishonim? The Gemara will say. Bishachar beis hamikdash. When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, butl hashamir, the shamir worm that can cut through anything. V'nofes sufim and nofes sufim, which the Gemara will explain. Upasku anche amana miyisrael, and people that had amuna, they're all gone. Shenamar Hoshi Hashem ki gamar chasid. Rishur ben Gamil Omer Heid Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua testified, Miyom shechar beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein yom she'ein bo klala. There's no day without a klala. V'lo yorad hatal lebracha. The tal never falls for bracha anymore. V'nital hatam haperos. The tam of peros was taken away. You think you taste a good apple? No way. Tam was taken away. Rabbi Yossi Omer af nital shuman peros. Also the fat of the peros, another aspect that was also taken away. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hatira, the lack of tuma and tira, notlo es tam des hareach, that took away the smell and the taste of fruit. Hamaisros, the no more maisros, that was notlo es shuman hadagon, that took away the fatness of the grain. The chacham omrim has nuts v'akshafim kilu es hakol. Fine. That's like another madriga. The Maral points out, you know, you already lost the time of the fruit, you already lost the time of the shuman, but they still went to znus and kshafim, witchcraft and znus, and then it made things even worse. Now, says the Gemara, Umimayat Misha Batla Sanhedrin, Siv. How do you know that that pasuk about the music has anything to do with the Sanhedrin? It just says that Bishir lo Yishtu Yayin. Where's the Sanhedrin in there? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Huna Braid of Yeshua, the Amar Ka, a pasuk says, Zakanim Misha'ar. When the Zakanim leave the Sha'ar, meaning leaving Lishkas Hagazis, when that happens, Shabbat HaBachur Min Ginasam, the Bachurs will stop their singing. So you see, there's a pasuk that says that. Amar Rav, Rav says, Udna Deshama Zimra, an ear that hears music, Ta'aker, should be destroyed. Amar Rav Zimra, I'm sorry, no, it's Amar Rava, Zimra Bebesa, if there's music in a home, Chur Bebesefa, there'll be destruction at the threshold. You hear this? If there's music in a home, there'll be destruction at the threshold. Shenemar Kol Yishar B'chalon Cherev B'saf. Ki arza ira, because the cedar is destroyed. Now the Gemara is going to make a play on the words. My ki arza ira, what does that mean? Armer Yitzchak, Beis HaMetzubach Ba'arazah. The house is built with cedar, strong wood. Iri, it's like a city. No, it's strong like a city. It's going to get destroyed. Ella, you know what? Afilu Bayis HaMetzubach Ba'arazah. Even if it's built so strong, Misra'ua, it'll become broken. It'll be destroyed. Amar Rav, this is the big topic about listening to music that we're going to hopefully get to. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Mina, you see from here, Ki Maskel Churba, when the destruction starts, B'Seifa Maskel, it starts at the threshold. Shenemar Cherev B'Saf, Ibai Zeba Omehocha, from here, V'Shi'ia Yukas Shar, some kind of reference to a shade. Amar Rav Bar Ashi, L'Didi Chazali, I once saw that shade, Umanaga Ki Tura, and it was running around like an ox. Amar Yehuda, Zimra Denagdi, the songs of the ship operators, the workers on the ships, Udbakri, and the cattle drivers, Shari, that's Mutter. Rashi explains, because it just helps them work. But the Gardoi, but of the weavers, Aser. That's Aser. Why is that Aser? Rashi says, one word, the Gardoi, Ein El Schok. That's just frivolous. Rav Huna batel zimra. Rav Huna was mavatel music. He asked music, and kam mea avzi bezuzah. And then you know what happened? 100 geese was the price of one zuz. Umea saw chiti, and the price of wheat was 100 saw for one zuz. Bezuzah v'loy buy. There was no buyers. You know why? Because everybody had so much. It was such plenty. And then also Rav Chista came zilzalba. He was mezalzal that din. He undid that din. And then you know what happened? Iboi zu avza bezuza. One goose was now worth one zuz. And v'lo mishkachach. There were no sellers. There were no sellers. The price went up so much because the music came back. I'm just telling you how bad music is. And then there was no sellers. Amr Yosef, Zimra Gavri v'oni nashi. The songs of men and the refrains of women. In other words, men and women are singing together. So the men are really singing, and the women are just responding. That is pritzusa, that's pritzus. But the other way around, zimra nashi v'ani gavri, but if women are singing, and the men are just responding, that is kinuras k'esh b'na'oros. It's like a burning fire. So l'may nafkamina, why are you telling me that? So the Gemara says, unbelievable. Livatule hai mikame hai. To stop one in front of the other. To be about the one in front of the other. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Im ein shomen lanu levatel shnehem." If we can't get rid of both, nakdim levatel ezesh hu keish ben uros. Let's get rid of the one that's worse. We can't get rid of both. Let's get rid of the one that's worse. It's an unbelievable mussar. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a guy that wanted a hechsher, and he was only going to be nizer in the arises. He wasn't going to be nizer in the rabbanon. It's in Yerodea Aleph. Simon Nun Gimel. You're the Al Simon Nun Gimel. Guy, such a guy like that. And if he wouldn't have gotten the Hechsher, he'd serve Isuri the Arises and Isuri the Rabbanans. So Rav Moshe says the Preferish Apostle. If you can only fight one battle, fight the worst battle. Right? Not everything. You can't expect people to turn over in one leaf. We take our battles as we can. So first we'll deal with the more chomer issue, then we'll deal later. Unbelievable mussar. Right here, they couldn't mevatel both. They can't be mevatel both. There's no way the people are going to stand for it. So at least get rid of the one that's worse. Or worry about the one later ones later. Right? we take our battles as we can. It's unbelievable. That's a transcending life idea in as you approach Yadus. We do what we can, but we do what's more important we do first, not what we do last. Right? What's more important we do first. The Beferish Gemara, it's the Beferish Moshe Feinstein. Next. Amar B'yochad, HaKol HaShoseh Ba'arba Mine Zemer. Whoever drinks while being accompanied by the following four instruments, maybe chamesh pranios la'olam, will bring five tragedies to the world. Shenemar ha'y mashkime boker baboker shecher yerdofu me'achrei benefesh yayin liken. Then it says v'ha'y akinor novel tofu chalil. Right, those four instruments. V'yayin mishtehim v'espal Hashem lo habitu. Maksim achrei. What does it say after that? L'chein gola ami mibli das gormin golas la'olam. Golas umechvodai masai rov. Shemavin Rav Olam, it brings hunger to the world. V'hamunu tzacha tzama shegorman l'torah sheyishtachach milumdeha, brings destruction, forgetfulness of Torah in the world. V'yitzach adam v'yishbal ish shegorman shiflus l'sanei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes Hashem low in the world. V'en ish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem, Shem Hashem HaShemuchama. V'en egovim tishfilena shegorman shiflus shel Yisrael, it brings the shiflus of Yisrael. V'maksiv achrov, what does it say afterwards? Lochein Hechriva Sha'ol Nafsha of Ara Piha Livli Chak Vyered Hadara Vahamona Vithona Vahalas Ba. Fine. All those are the destructions that come when you listen to music. Hopefully we'll have a few minutes to discuss what the post can say about this issue about listening to music. It's pretty frightening, by the way. Nevim Harishonim. Mishimeth Nevim Harishonim. Man Nevim Harishonim. Who are the Nevim Harishonim? Who are they? So Amar Rav Huna Zed David with Shmuel Ushlomo. David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. So Rav Nachman Amar, but you made David Zimnin Salat, Zimnin Lo Salat. During David's time, sometimes the Urim Tumim worked, sometimes it didn't work. Sharei Shal Tadok V'Also Lo Tadok, one of the Kahanim there asked, and it worked. Rashi tells you the story. Avyasa Shal Avyasa V'Also Lo Avyasa once had, it didn't work. Shneamar V'Yal Avyasa. Now the Gemara says, Masiv Rabbi Bar Shmuel, how could you say that the Avim Rishonim are David? That's when it stopped. V'Haya Lidrosh Elokim Kol Yemei Zecharia. That's in later on in history. Hamavin Baros Elokim. My law, doesn't that mean V'orim V'tumim? So the Gemara says, lo, it means B'nevim. Tashma, another question, this question is going to stick. V'shecharav Beis HaMikdash Rishon, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batlu Orim Migrash, there were no longer Orim Migrash of Levim, Upasku Orim V'tumim, the Orim V'tumim stopped. That's the question. The seed stopped at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, not at the beginning of the first Beis HaMikdash, at the end. And Upasik Melech mi Beis David. There were no more Melech, no more kings of Beis David. Vim lachash adam loma. And if someone's going to want to whisper to you and say, wait a minute, but there's a pasuk by Nehemiah, v'yomer hatar shasa, that's Nehemiah, wahem asher lo yochlu mikdash mikodesh hakadoshim ad omad kor l'orim v'tumim. That Nehemiah said, wait for the Urim v'tumim. So what do you mean it stops at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash? Here's the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash and it's still there. So you know what the answer is? Amar lo, ka'adam sh'omar l'chaveru. Like a guy says, ad sh'yichayim meitzim, v'yavim Mashiach ben David. In the future that's going to happen. That's what Nehemiah meant. He didn't mean then, he meant in the future. Ella, so El is the right. Ella, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, man nevim harishonim, who are they? La'afuke, mechagai, zechayim, umalachai. To everybody but the last ones, Dachon and Ninhu, they were the last ones. The Tana Rabbanon, Mishmeitzi Chagai Zechayu Malachai, when they died, Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh mi Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh ceased. Da'afal Pishit Kain, even though that's true, Hayim Mishtamshin Bebaspal. There was still such a thing as a Baspal, which is a lower level of prophecy. Shapam Achas one time, Hayim Mesubim Balias Beis Gurya, everybody was sitting around in the attic of Beis Gurya, Biyericho, in Yericho, Nasnale and Baspal. All of a sudden the Baspal came out and said, Min Hashemayim from heaven, Va'amra, Yishbechem Adam Echad Shiroi Tishra Shechina Allah. One of you here is worthy that I should give you Nevuah. But Ella She'ein Dora Royal Lakach. But the generation is not worthy. It's also a frightening statement. Really, you deserve it. So everybody else is keeping it back. Everybody looked at Hill. Everyone realized he's the one. And when he died, if he duhu, hey chassid, hey anav, tamidiv shel Ezra. Right, what a chassid, what an anav, a talmud of Ezra. Why is he a talmud of Ezra? He wasn't a direct talmud. Meaning, he's from the heritage of Ezra. Right? For sure, but also, Pavachas, one time, I was soon, but they were sitting in Yavne, Nasno Lahem Baskel, Ben Hashemayim, a Baskel came out, Ba'amra, and said, Lahem, Yishbachem Echad Adam, Shiroi Tishu Shechina Allah. And somebody is worthy for the Shechina. Ella, She'ein Doro, Zekayin Lakach. But the generation is not worthy. Nasno Enei, and Bishmuel HaKaton. Everybody looked at Shmuel HaKaton. the Ukishemetim when he died, if he duhu, hey Anav, hey Chasa, Tamid of Shel Hillel. Look at this Chasa, look at this Anav, a student of Hillel. Vafu Arab Shasmi Saso Shimon, and as he died, you know what he said? As he died, he said, Shimon vi Ishmael Lacharva. Shimon and Ishmael, two of the Asar Hugi Malchus, will die by the sword. He did give a prophecy. The Chavrohi Lakatla and Lakatla and his friends will die other deaths. Like Rabbi Akiva, who died a very, very different, unusual death, and the other ones. Ushar Ama Labitha, the rest of the nation will be like a spoil, like a nothing. The Akan Tagi and Asidin Lamesi Al Ama. And many great tragedies are destined to befall the Jewish people. That's what he said. The Af Al Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Bichu Lomar He Chasid He Anav. They also wanted to say that about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Ela Shenitrafa Shah, the hour didn't allow it, and they realized they shouldn't have done it. L'fisha Ema Speedin Al Harugi Malchus. You don't make a hesped on Harugi Malchus. All you're doing is going to make the government even more angry. We just made a public display of execution of this guy, and now you're going along and praising him? So we don't do that. They didn't do it then. Next, Rishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir, Tan Rabbanan. Shamir Shabo Bona Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, the Shamir worm that Shlomo used to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi reminds us it's a story with Ashmedai. Anybody read those stories as a kid? Wild stories. It's in the Gemara, it's in Gittin. We'll get to it over in due time. So we'll save it for then. Unbelievable stories about how Shlomo got that Shamir from Ashmedai, the king of the demons. Okay, so now, but that's the Shamir's battle. That's what's doing here. The Shamir became battle when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So it spent a few lines on the Shamir. Shemar says, "Abayis behivnoso even shlema masa nivna hadvarim kiktavon." The pasuk says that it was built with stones, and that's the Shamir. Divrei Yehuda. So I'm a little nechem. If she actually lo makin, how could you say that? Valom kvar nemar it says, "Kol ela avonim yikaros miguroros b'megira." They used a plane. They used tools. So the Gemara says, "Imkay matam alam alavisha abayis habavnuso." What do you mean? There's no tools in the Beit Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "No, shall you mesakim mibachotu matnas birufnim." No, at the quarry they can use tools, and then they bring it already done to the Beit Hamikdash site. That's his opinion. So Amar Rebbe Nimri Nirin Div Rebbe Yehuda Ba'avnei Mikdash. I think Rebbe Yehuda is right about the Beit Hamikdash. They use the Shamir. Rebbe Nechemi Ba'avnei Beitzo. Rebbe Nechemi is right about the palace. That's all. Now, Rebbe Nechemia, Shemir Lamayasa. What do you need the Shemir for, according to Ibn Nechemia? According to Ibn Nechemia, they allowed tools just at not at the Beis Hamikdash site, at the quarry. So what do you need the Shemir for? You can't use iron. So the Gemara says, I needed it for the following. Avonim Halalu, the 12 stones of the Choshen, Ein Kos V'Nosim B'Dio. How did they get those words onto the stones of the Choshen? The names of the Shvatim. How did they do that? So they didn't use ink. Also, Mishum Shinara Petuche Chos has to be engraved. The Ein Misartin Aleim be Izenel. But they couldn't use an Izenel. They couldn't use a tool. You know why? Mishum Shinara Bimalu Osam. Because if you chisel out part of the names onto the stone, what happens to those pieces of the stone? They get lost. The dust from the chiseling gets lost. And the Pasuk says it has to be full. So how are you going to do that? They use the Shemir worm. Ella, Kosev Aleim Bidio, they wrote it with ink. Umar Alehen Shamir Mibachutz. And somehow they showed it to the worm, umachnis mibafnim. And somehow the shamir worm was able to get those to be engraved. That's what you need the shamir worm for. Amar Rebbe, where am I? I skipped a line. I'm sorry. The hay nigvos be'aleid. And then it became like engraved, like on its own, just like kitein azu, like a date. Dan's a fig. Shenivkaz b'mos achama, that gets so broken open in the summer. It's so full of, but ve'ena chaseir klum, nothing oozes out. It just breaks open. Or ubikazush shenigvas b'mos hagashamim, like a valley that gets overflowed in the winter, in the rainy season. The valley gets so much rain. Ve'ena chaseir klum, but it doesn't go out anywhere. It's able to contain itself. So too, the stone, so to speak, bubbled with the letters that the shamir helped, but no pieces of it were gone. Tana Rabbanan, Shemir Zeh B'riyaso Kisaor. It's like as small as a barley seed. It was created in Sheshes Mebereshes. The Mishnah of us says it was created in Hashmashos. How do you reconcile that? Ben Hashmashos is the sixth day. Why doesn't the Gemara say that here? Mishnah, he makes it sound like it was created on day five with all the other animals. It wasn't. Okay, we need a terrace for that. The Ain called Davar Kasha Yachalayu B'Fanav. Nothing could stop it. Bameh Mishnah Mernoso. So how would they How would they guard it? If it can go through anything, how would they guard it? So karchin also bespugin, they would put it in a sponge, shal tzemer of wool, umanichin also beitine shal aver, put it in a leaden container, malaya subi tzaorin, full of other barley. Somehow then they would be happy. Amar Reb Ami, Mishachar of Mikdash Rishon, Batla, Shira Paranda, some kind of silk was gone, Fitzachuchas Lavana, and white glass. Tanya Nami Hachar, Mishachar of Mikdash Rishon, when the first Mikdash Rishon was destroyed, Batla, Shira Paranda, some kind of silk was gone, Fitzachuchas Lavana, white glass, Verechav Bars on certain kind of iron utensils. Vesh Omer Avyai and Karush, also congeal wine, haba mi sneer, which comes from sneer, hadoma ki igule devela, which is so thick like igule devela. That's also gone. Next, v'nofes tzufim, my nofes tzufim, what's nofes tzufim? Amar Rav, soles, it's such fine flour, shetzafa al gabe nafa, it could float on the sieve. V'doma li'isa shedilusha b'dvash v'shemen, it's like dough that's kneaded with oil and honey. V'levi amar shteki karos, it's a different pshat, it's two cookies, Hanidvakos betanor that are on opposite sides of the wall of the oven, vitfuchos, and they blow up so much, uboos adjer megia zulazu. They're almost like touching each other. That's a tremendous amount of rising in the oven. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Zed Dvash Hababinatzifia, it's dvash that comes from a certain place. My mashma, how do you get that? Kedimitagim of Shesha, like of Shesha, some say Rav Yosef was explained. Kibadinatazin debriyasa, like a bee comes. Vashaitin berume alma, and it goes all over the world to pollinate all over. Umaisayin devusha me isvatura, and it brings the honey from the mountaintops. So, in other words, tremendous amount of shefa. Tanan hasam, we learned in a Mishnah Imach Shirin that kol hanitzuk tahar, the if you're pouring from one kli to another kli, so if what's in the kli is tame, right? So let's say it's tahar, but you're pouring from a tahar kli to a tame kli. So as you're pouring, the stuff becomes tame. Does the liquid in the pouring become a bridge to after the top kli? The answer is no. Why should it do that? I'm pouring from tame into tahar. As I'm pouring, I'm going to make that tame. So do I make the kli rishon, the top kli that I'm pouring from? Does that become tameh? Because there's a link now with the liquid that's pouring? The answer is no. Unless it's a certain kind of honey, because it's so thick, so it's not just like one connection. Kalitzak tar, it's all tar whenever you pour. Chutz, except midvash tzifim, vahat tzvichim, except for that. My zifim, amr of Yochanan, dvash tzmezaifin bo, it's so honey, so thick that it can't get adulterated, you can't dilute it. Rav Shlokesh amr al shem ekomo, no, the name of a place. Like it says, zif v'telem u'ba'olos, right, kertz v'dav v'ata omer, similarly, b'vo azifim v'omu l'shol, halo David, my zifim, amr b'yochanan, b'nei adam, shem zifim, b'divrehem, it's people that lie, and Reb Elazar omer al-shem makomon, it's the name of a place, tiksiv, zif v'telem u'ba'olos. Fine, we'll stop here. Now, go back to the music. So, what? No, you don't have to walk out. You don't have to walk out, but it's very interesting. Rashi and Tosfos both say, this is another Gemara about this, which is in Gittin and Daf Zayin. That's 1 week from today, we'll do it again. 1 week from today, there's a pasuk that says, Al Tesamach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amin, which the Gemara is going to say next Friday in Gittin Daf Zayin, also no music. So how do you reconcile? What do you do with these two Gemaras? People listen to music today. Rashi and Tosfos both say, it only applies in a base Mishnah. That's where you can't listen to music. Which is the people are knowing that. Unless, of course, it's a simchas mitzvah. A bar mitzvah, a chasana. Ramosha even discusses about a tzedakah event.
A shul dinner.
He discusses it. He says it's fine. Because it's for a mitzvah and it's fine. It gets people to give money. It gets people to show up. He says it's fine. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. The Ramah anyway does. Oh, I brought the wrong one. The Ramah in Tav Kuf, in Hilchas Tav Kuf Samach, which is a very small siman called Laso Zeche L'Chorban, things to do for the Chorban, which is wild because in there the Mishnah Berurah talks about maybe not saying Zmiros on Shabbos. It's fascinating. Anyway, the Machaber says, V'chein Gazru, wait Xera, Shlol Nagin Klishir. You can't play instruments. V'chol Mine Zemer. V'chol Mashmi Ekol Shol Shil Zemeach Bahem. Haga, V'yesh omrim dafka misha rugel behem. Kigon hamalachim, kings, sha'ondim, v'shachim, b'chlishir, o b'mishteh. Right? Then it's usher, only mishteh. Just stomp to, you enjoy listening in the car, that's not a problem, says the Ramah. The Rambam says something frightening. He says, V'chein, this is in Hilchas Tainus Perikei Halacha Yodalit, V'chein, Gozru, they made it zero. Shelo l'nagin b'klishir, v'chol mine zemer, v'chol mashmiye kol shel shir, asur l'smoach behen, v'asur l'shmo behen, mipnei achorban. Doesn't sit, right? That's it. Never. Then he says, v'afilu shir b'peh al hayayin, even to sing without music, just to sing, a cappella, asura, shenemar b'shir lo yishtana yayin. You hear this? That's the Rambam. Now, then he says, if no kol Yisrael, lo medivish shir with shishit bachos, then it's okay. Then it's okay. So, the Rambam is very machmir. The Ramah and the Machaber, well, the Ramah, we hope, B'nai Ashkenaz, says it's okay. Then he comes to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, in Hilchas, in Arachayim, Simon Aleph, in Arachayim Aleph, Simon Kuf, Samach Vav, the whole truth is explaining, how can the Rambam say that? Where did he get that from? So he explains why the Rambam makes a distinction between instrument and the peh, so no one never said that before. And then in the last paragraph he says as follows, Hayotze mizeh, de bipuma, with a mouth, meaning without instrument, in lesser el b'beis hamishta. That's only us, according to the Rambam, in a beis hamishta. So you want to hum to yourself, you want to sing to yourself, that's not a problem. That's only us in the beis hamishta. Lefi ulumisha ein a rodel mishum de kamat kol rishon amatirin, rak hamamam b'tshuvaso, neged atzal fine. Fine, then he says over here, Uber zimmer demona, instruments, asher b'chol makom, shekain sover harambam, v'hamachaber. Alright, what about the Ramah? The Rambam says, but the Ramah and the Machaber argue. Ulama shebi'arti efshar shegam Rashi v'tol, maybe even Rashi doesn't even agree with that. The af shaharamah, even though the Ramah v'adarachayim sover shepligi, umatir and shalom beisim mishnah, v'ein aragil, yesh lahachmir af shehu itzad rabbanon. You should be machmir like the Rambam. The im hu l'dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter, af she'enu b'simchat chasad v'kala, then it says it's mutter, aval ha banquets, she'osin l'tzorech tzedakah, the banquet that we make for tzedakah, misufkani im hu b'chal hetu dvar mitzvah. I have a suffix if that's considered a dvar mitzvah. Me'achar she'asu dvar ha'simcha enu mitzvah ve'etem, it's not a mitzvah to eat that suda, it's not a mitzvah to eat that dinner, rak shehu l'asov al yedei zahar ben hashem she'yisnabdu. We want to get people together to give money. Aval efshar yesh l'hachshiv shehu dvar mitzvah, maybe it could be it is, kivin shehu l'chavod b'kaimei mitzvah tzedakah, you mean l'chabe the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, l'chein tov l'hachmir im efshar, v'ein limchos b'eilu ha'makila. What does Moshe say? You should be machmir, but don't stop the makila. They're allowed. They have who to rely on. Then he says, "V'ayideh haradio, im nishma zimra depuma mutter. If it's only a cappella, that's for sure mutter. Im bekli zemer aser. Right? If you're being machmir the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference if it's live or not." Says Rav Moshe. Then he adds a line. He says, "Ubiyme svira yesh leetzar bezimra demana afla hamatira. Even if you listen to music the whole year, but not during svira." Says Rav Moshe. He does say on the first page of the Tshuva, he does say the line that we always love to quote, where he says, where is it? One second. He says that a Baal Nefesh, he uses that word Lashon, Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. I can't find it now because I'm running out of time. He says that Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, and right, we always love when Rav Moshe says that because it's always potluck. What the Olam has been has been you know, trying to in the vanguard of being a Baal Nefesh. Some we all hold from. I think Rov of the Hamonam does not hold from this Rav Moshe. Most don't, I think. Most don't agree with the Rambam. Most people do listen to music when you're allowed to, right? When you're a novel or during the 3 weeks or Rav Moshe hits a sefira. I think, but otherwise, normal times, I don't think most people, maybe there are people out there that are machmir, most people are not. What? What? No. It comes up until you go to a. They have this. They have. I know Rav Sabalovsky spoke about. There was a restaurant that wanted to have music. A kosher restaurant, and they wouldn't allow it because of this. It's a base mishnah. So he said that they agreed that on Matzah Shabbos they'll allow it. Why? Malka. Malka. Surah Mitzvah. So Matzah Shabbos they allowed it, but otherwise then you come to a real shiloh. I know there are people that for this reason they maybe don't listen to the radio when they're eating supper, and we're gonna have that next Friday because then so most hold you have to have really I think you have to have wine. So if you're not having wine, I don't know if this would count as a base mishteh. I'm eating supper with my kids. I can't listen to the radio. I can't listen to a tape. It's hard. That's a little bit of a stretch. It's a little bit now you're being a little machmor on the homer. But if you're having wine at that table and you have other people there maybe and you want to put on some music, it's not Purim. That might have to be a tzarachiyon about that. That's interesting. But yeah.
What? A lot of the kosher restaurants, they play radio.
So they're not, okay, so they have to do, they sell. But that could be, what? That's just background music. That could be just to soothe you. That might not be for the hana of music. That's just,
loud.
It might be for the workers in the back. What?
It's not done on purpose.
It's not done on purpose, right. And first of all, it has to be they serve wine. So if you go to a lot of these places, they don't serve wine. Only the fancy places serve wine. So then maybe they don't have music there. You have to be my eye in it. So it's very interesting. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish Masechet Sota. And Sunday we will begin Masechet Gittin. Masechet Gittin is not like the last week of Sota. It's heavy stuff. We have a great daf prepared for Sunday. And we're going to charge ahead. And we hope to see everybody on Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos.